tinfoil hats cause cancer, say NASA scientists. 2nd of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. A report released by NASA today evidences the link between tinfoil hats and cancer. The report establishes that immediately upon putting a tinfoil hat, the subject becomes cancerous. The report further recommends that the immediate removal of all metal hats, including those of construction workers, is in the best interests of the nation's health, and urges those who regularly don metal hats to seek medical attention. The good news: Chief NASA Medical Officer Dr. John Smith, in a press conference at NASA's Washington headquarters today, said, quote, "The cancer is completely reversible, but this treatment is cutting edge and only a few NASA doctors are familiar with the procedure," unquote. Because of the widespread use by construction workers of metal hard hats, as well as those made with tin foil, it is suggested that the metal hats be replaced by paper hats, which pose no threat. In a 4,391-page report, NASA scientists document the process by which the brain waves reflect off the metallic surface of tin or aluminum foil hats. NASA project coordinator Dr. John Jones, in the NASA report, states, quote, "These reflected brain waves interact with healthy brain cells that result in a small but unstable malignant tumor or tumors. The instability of the tumors is the key issue in treatment. Defocused electroneurostimulation of the brain can break down cancerous masses without affecting brain function," unquote. However, a mild side effect is possible. The treatment might modify the patient's speech to mimic someone like, say, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, the governor. The cancer-free man, yeah.
The prescribed treatment is the implantation of small neural electrodes beneath the skin and a low daily dosage of lithium carbonate. Lithium, an elemental salt, bonds with the small tumors and aids in their disintegration. They use that for bat-fucking-sane people, too. I need to get me some of that. Lithium carbonate. According to Dr. Jones, the neural electrodes will be so small that the person will not be able to notice them. The report by NASA scientists state that the treatment is completely safe, 100% effective, and recovery will occur in a very short time frame because of the lithium carbonate. Quote, "Most of the time, treatment will be complete in 4 to 6 weeks, but patients should continue to take a daily prophylactic dose of lithium carbonate in order to ensure remission," unquote, said Dr. Jones. A previously used treatment has also been discredited by the report, which recommends that it immediately be disregarded. The discredited treatment involved using a 357 Magnum to shoot each cancerous cell. While initially effective on the first cell targeted, there were not sufficient good cells or even surrounding tissue to continue the treatment, the report found. When reached at his Michigan home at Lakeland Correctional Facility, Dr. Jack Kevorkian, developer of the treatment, called it a magic bullet. He is the only medical provider to actually use it and said, quote, "My protocol will immediately free the patient from any pain," unquote. "Nothing anyone else has tried can do this." Kevorkian claims that his treatment can also be applied to other ailments as well, saying he particularly liked using his treatment for unwanted pregnancy because, quote, "It's like killing two birds with one stone, only they were not birds." He also cited as other examples for the use of his treatment prostate cancer and male pattern baldness. NASA states that it does not have the capacity to be the first point of contact for those with tinfoil hat-related cancers and refer people who have engaged in high-risk metal hat-wearing contact FBI headquarters or their local FBI field office to receive treatment. John Miller, the assistant director of the FBI's Office of Public Affairs, says, quote, We are happy to assist NASA in its endeavors to protect the health and well-being of Americans, and we enjoin any concerned citizen to contact the FBI to help metal hat wearers acquire the treatment they need, unquote. Due to the simplicity of the treatment procedures and NASA's commitment to public health, NASA will provide treatment free of charge, with the expense coming out of its revenues from patient rights. Not sure what that means, but it sounds bad. Dr. Kevorkian remains unconvinced, saying, quote, they're missing the boat, unquote. He goes on to say, quote, my procedure will not only help with the population explosion, but will supply a much-needed final solution for the baby boomers as they grow older. Fuck you, Jack Kevorkian, unquote. Unquote, and then, fuck you, Jack Kevorkian. He continued, quote, while it is probably best that the patient not be aware of the immediate impact of his treatment, it will help society as a whole, unquote. He concluded saying, quote, I think everyone should wear metal hats, unquote, while sporting a natty tin foil fedora. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.